Hey, 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 what is up? Welcome to or back to Making Mistakes with Mary with your podcast host, Mary Cantalejo. I literally cannot believe I am back once again. I literally think it's been like a whole year since I've done podcasting just because school has literally taken over my priorities. And I do not regret such a thing. Last year, I started my podcast, or 2 years ago, actually. This is crazy to say, but 2 years ago or a year ago, I started my podcast because, not that I was bored, but I really saw that there was a way with podcasting and that it could honestly be really fun. And I love talking. And I don't know. I'm just in shock that it's been a whole year since I've done interviews and really sat down and like grabbed a microphone and be like, oh, what's up? You know, like just talking to myself. And it's really weird to say this, but I'm in my dorm room. When I started my podcast, I was 16 turning into 17 and I was lost and I completely didn't know where I was going to college and what major I was going to be. I didn't know if I was going to be going into journalism. I'm literally in pre-nursing right now. So life has definitely moved past us. I don't know if I have the same listeners or if there are going to be listeners this time, but you know, I'm just going with the flow and I love doing my podcast and it's something I will try to keep on going because it really is something I'm passionate about and I hope that whoever's listening to this knows I'm passionate about this. Life has been going crazy. Definitely really crazy. Did not realize that pre-nursing was definitely going to be a rough one. And then moving from online school to just back to regular like systematic of school has really taken a toll on me and it's definitely been hard. And I definitely did not cry on the first day of school after I got all my assignments. I was definitely overwhelmed, but I think now that I'm back into a little of, you know, our little routine, I think I'm really going to go back into, you know, what I love doing, YouTube, podcast, and I've even tried to post TikTok that often, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. TikTok's not really my forte, but I'm trying because I want to grow this family, this audience that may or may not happen. And I don't know. I'm hoping for the best. Anyways, no, you don't really want to ramble on, but, or maybe you do, but today I'm talking about the top five things to do when you are in a rut in college. And like I was saying before, I've just been in this mental block, this mental space where everything I'm doing is studying and I feel stuck. I feel like I can't get out of this studying because if I don't study, then I don't pass. If I don't pass, then I can't get into the program. And that has just been my mindset. And I'm stuck in this routine, this rut that isn't healthy for me. And I know it isn't healthy for me. And something that I really try to do for myself is try to get myself out of that rut. Because if I don't, and I've seen this people in my school and some of my classmates, if they don't get out of this rut, they end up being burnt out. And I haven't been burnt out yet, but I don't want to feel that phase. You know what I mean? It's like when you're sick, like, and you know other people are sick, you know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, guys, there are a lot of people in my dorm right now getting sick. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be sick. I'm trying to go back home for fall break. Like, man, like, okay. Anyways, I just rambled on to something completely different. But, you know, you realize that people are getting sick and you just don't want to get sick yourself. And you see, like, the disadvantages when you're sick. You really can't go out. You can't really do much. Like, all that stuff. And I see that with people who are stuck in this rut. And they are just in this, like, same momentum, but they hate this momentum. And they hate themselves for doing it. And once they come to a point where the balloon is definitely going to pop at this point, they lose it and they start failing all their exams and realize that their major isn't for them. Even if, you know, they were truly passionate about it and, you know, one is really passionate about it and they just feel burnt out and you can make mistakes from there. And oh, look at that. We're talking about mistakes, making mistakes with Mary. But yeah, and I don't want to hit that point, if that makes sense. I don't want to hit that point of the routine of the rut, and I just don't want to be in that rut. And I actually almost got to that point where I was definitely going to lose my end. What is it, like something about lose my ends or something like that? But I was at the very end of my rope. Is that what it is? I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. But anyways, I felt like I was at the end of the bridge and the road, whatever. And I was at my wit's end. And that took a while. I was just at the point where I'm like, I am going to get burnt out and I am stuck in this rut. Someone get me out of this rut. Someone get me out of this situation. And nobody can do that for me. I keep forgetting that I'm in college and nobody else can do that job for me. I realize that sometimes the reason I'm in this rut is just because I don't want to be behind, or I don't want to be, if that makes sense. Like, I just don't want to be left behind. And I'm just everywhere right now. You know what I mean? And like, there is just a certain point where you're just like, this is too much. This is too much schoolwork. This is too many assignments. And I'm completely done. And I'm done with all of this. And I told my roommate this, and my roommate and I have been talking about it. And we're like, oh, like, we really can't do this anymore. Like, we love our professions. We love what we're doing. It's just so difficult sometimes. And, you know, we had to talk about it. And I think talking about it with someone does really help get out of that rut. I mean, that's not one of my top five things to do when you're in a rut, but I don't know where I was really heading off to that. But if you really need to talk about it with someone, talk about it with your roommate. If you're not close to your roommate, talk about it with a friend being in this rut. If you can't talk about these deep conversations with your good friend or a best friend, maybe they're not your best friend. I'm not going on to that into the podcast today, but definitely talking about, like, if sometimes you may not be in a rut, you probably are just lazy, if that makes sense. Like, I have that tendency where, like, I've just been working so hard. No, I haven't. I've been sitting down on my desk for 3 hours, or not 3 hours, 3 days, doing nothing, and I'm just watching Netflix. And now I'm like, oh, like, and I open my notebook and I'm like, oh, like, I'm just like tired, and like, I'm being like, I don't know, I've been productive for a while, when in reality I just opened my notebook and said, not today. Not today. But my rut is that I am in this continuous study flow. Like, I'm going to say my routine. So my routine is, I wake up at 6 a.m. Not because I want to, but because I have to, because my classes start at 8, and they are in a different campus, so the bus leaves at around like 7:40-ish, and so you just have to get up on time. I realize that I might not be able to wake up at 6 every morning, and I do want to get that like extra C's, so I am going to be waking up at 7, but the issue is that I want to get breakfast. Like, there's just such an underlying, like, you know, reasoning here. But that's my morning. And then after, it's either I get breakfast or I have to go to chapel. And if you guys didn't know, I go to Point Loma. I'm Nazarene in San Diego. And our school requires us to do chapel credits. And that means that you have to go to chapel about 30 times for the semester. You can pay it off, but I mean, I'll just go to them. Fun fact, I'm actually a chapel scanner, so I just scan people's ID into chapel so that you get your credit for it. And fun fact also, tomorrow I'm reading a scripture at chapel, which is really odd. I don't know, because I'm Catholic, so it's like, I feel like I shouldn't be doing this, like, but like, I don't know, I thought it was funny to share on the podcast. Like, I don't know, pretty interesting. Anyways, so just like, that happens in the beginning of my day. And then after, I've been trying to work on my Chloe Ting. So right after chapel, I work out and then I do laundry or do whatever. I've been cleaning a lot lately since my floor has been getting really sick. So I've just been cleaning. And then after I get lunch, then go to my anatomy class from whatever time to whatever time. And then around 4 o'clock is when I don't really know what to do, because I don't want to study, but I also don't want to be lazy. So I'm just like in the middle of the place. And I realize that that's when I want to work on my side hustle, between like 3 to 4 or like 3 to 5. Like, that's my side hustle time. And currently right now it's 3:36. Look at that. Fun fact. But I like to work on my side hustles, whether it's just making ideas for TikTok or making ideas for my podcast or making ideas. I actually did do that yesterday. I made an idea for my podcast yesterday from like 3 to 4. And then I was making ideas for my YouTube channel or editing my videos. So I take 3 to 5 as my business slash side hustle, or like whenever I just need to take a shower or something, just something like that. So I guess I'm just pretty much talking about, like, you know, my own dilemma. And I mean, after that, after my side hustle, I'll go to dinner and then I study from 6 to 11. And yeah, that's where I get my homework done. Sometimes I get tutoring from, like today, I have it from 4:45 to 5:45 and we're going to get me tutored for it. And yeah, I'm getting tutored for chemistry. If you need help, get help, because trust me, like I was like, no, I don't want to get help. I don't want to feel embarrassed that I have to get a tutor. Get a tutor. I mean, like, yeah, it's college, but you need a tutor. If you don't understand anything, get a tutor, go to office hours, figure it out. I swear it works. Also, I've just been trying to have like that girl moment. Oh my gosh. Okay. I understand that like a lot of people might not like that girl type of moment or like mantra or routine. I don't know. I like it because it just gets me motivated. So I like seeing it on TikTok, but I know that it can create like an unhealthy type of lifestyle because it's like promoting this one type of lifestyle when, you know, there's different or many different lifestyles out there. But I don't know. Like, I've been loving that girl, like, you know, like, oh, like getting coffee and waking up and doing all that, like, which I will get into, promise you that, because I will tell you the 5 things. I'm just rambling on for like another like 10 to like 13 minutes. But I loved us talking about like what I've been doing lately in my life. And, you know, since I haven't been back on the podcast, I feel like catching up on anyone who has never heard of me or have heard of me. I don't know. It's just pretty cool just to talk about what's been going on in my life. But anyways, we're going to hop on to something that I love doing, and it's something I always do before a segment, is one thing I've been loving segment. So something that I've been really loving for myself, or not really love, but I have to do, but I feel like I conquer the world, is immunity shots. I know it sounds like such like a basic, you know, girl type of thing. No, trust me, get your immunity shots. If you are in college listening to me, in high school, even middle school, adult years, get your immunity shots. Immunity shot, like not one from the doctor, like a shot. I mean, like the ones where you get it at like Jamba Juice or Trader Joe's. Like, go get your immunity shot. Drink that up. The turmeric, whatever. The pepper in there. The ginger. Drink it all up. It's going to be good for you. I've also been drinking a lot of vitamin C like every day so that I will conquer the world, conquer the week, because literally, guys, I kid you not, I walk out this morning, this girl was like, I swear, like, I feel dead, like, I'm so sick, and another girl next to her was like, me too, and then my best friend, who's also in this hall as well, she goes, yeah, my roommate is sick, and she was just sick a week before that, like, oh no, honey, I can't get sick. When I get sick, it's the end of the world for everybody here. Trust me on that. But anyways, yeah, that's just what I've been loving lately. I just want to keep it short and simple because I do want to go on to the tips. I don't want to make this podcast long because I don't want to bore people. I feel like sometimes podcasts can be a little too long and then people start end up like clicking out because they just like, oh, when is this over type of thing. You know what I mean? Or they put like way too many ads in their podcast, which I admit to that. I did say that I'd like to sponsor Anchor quite a few times so I can make ching, but like I didn't really make much, and so I'm not about to do that. But anyways, yeah, so we are gonna finally get into the 5 things that get me or top 5 things to do when you are in a rut in college, in work, or anything. But this is specifically towards or catered towards college students, just because I am a college student. So first thing is first, we are going to talk about you know, why these ruts even occur. I have ruts because, you know, of my classes. It could just honestly be really draining. And I think that's what happened to a lot of college students. I'm not going to lie, high schoolers out there, if you're listening, it's the same thing. Like, I'm not going to lie, it doesn't really get any better. But what gets better is that you can sometimes take naps in the middle of the day. Love that. Love that for us. So here are the five things. Let's get started. So first things first, the basic. If it helps, go to a local coffee shop. This is actually something I did. 2 weeks ago, we had not only a test, but I had a test in chemistry and anatomy. And then I had a quiz for anatomy lab, and I had a quiz for lab for another lab. And then I also had a test for psychology that week. And then I also had a paper that week. So, and then I also had a communications thing, assignment that week as well. So I was at my wit's end at the very end of the week. And so once it got to Saturday, I just slept in the whole day. And then once it got to Sunday and I knew I had a quiz on Monday again, I was just like, I can't do this anymore. So I literally told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm going to Uber to downtown San Diego and I'm going to sit in a coffee shop. And that is exactly what I did. I had the main girl moment. I brought out all my highlighters, all my notebooks. And I know it's like, Mary, but I want to get out of the rut. Well, you are, because you're in a different like location, a different environment. And it helped me so much. And I had my highlighters, my notebooks, my pencil all out there, my vlog camera, my little chai coffee. It was, oh my God, don't try it till you try, or don't knock it till you try it. Pumpkin chai iced latte. Super good. Super good. If you guys are in San Diego, try the Portal Coffee. It's just super good. That's the name of the coffee shop I go to when I feel really drained and when I'm feeling in a rut. The next thing is try new foods or places alone. And it's like, but Mary, I'm sick of myself being alone. I don't know. For me personally, I'm sick of people, everyone in my program. Like, I love them to death. Don't get me wrong. And I love my roommate. I love my floor. But here's the issue. Is that when you're with these people constantly and you also live with these people, it is hard. Let me tell you, it is the most difficult thing ever. Sometimes, honestly, you just want space and you can't because you live with these people. So literally try new food places or places alone. When I went to the local coffee shop, I tried to find like local restaurants, anything like that. And I actually stumbled upon an art festival. So the whole San Diego streets in downtown were closed off, which was super nice. And so I was trying like new foods from a food truck. They were definitely overpriced, but definitely really fun and something I love to do by myself. But if you really can't go by yourself, and I know like some people have just social anxiety, definitely bring a friend or a friend that like, you know, is in a different program than you. Go ahead, bring them, invite them. Or if there's a nearby school, like for me, my friend goes to USD and my other friend goes to UCSD. So it's like really nice and it's just fantastic to just have friends around you that you can count on when you feel stuck and you don't want to talk to anyone in your dorm room. Like I know for me right now, my friend, she is taking a break from her friend group, and it's not that she hates them. It's not that like she doesn't care for them. She just wants a little break, and it's good to give yourself that break because you don't want to get sick or get rid of them, but you don't want to get like sick of them or like, I don't know. Like I'm trying to say is that like when you spend way too much time with these people, sometimes you can just explode and you won't end up being friends with them afterwards because, you know, you've just been keeping like yourself like, oh, I don't know how to explain it, but you're always with them. And so you're going to just end up fighting. So just like keep your space, keep your distance. I feel like that's what I've definitely learned in college. Keep your distance sometimes when you just feel like, ugh, like I need to like have a socially like break, if that makes sense. The next thing I like to do is go find a local hotel or fancy, nice place and dress yourself up. I actually did that. I dressed up myself to go to a local hotel. I'm so grateful that my school is near the city. So not only do I have the beach, but I also have the city. So I Ubered there. I dressed nice clothes. I brought my laptop, my computer, my pens and pencils. And I literally sat in the, like, not the lounge area of the hotel because the hotel is pretty big, but near the poolside. I actually sat by the poolside as well. And I did my homework. I romanticized that, you know, I'm a business, lawyer, whatever person who's on like, you know, travel or like business travel or whatever, travel for business. I felt that vibe. I felt that energy. And that's exactly what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a girl boss, the people I saw on Pinterest. And so that helped me get out of my rut just because like, even though I'm still studying, I just feel like a brand new person, a brand new, fresh me, feel fully baptized. That's what I feel like. I feel baptized into a different person, if that makes sense. But I felt, you know, alive and rejuvenated. It just felt like you came out of a really great spa. That's what I like to feel like when I dress myself up and having a new like environment. As you can see by these like tips, it's just all about being in a new environment. Something also I love doing is just go shopping by yourself. It's really therapeutic. It's nice. Fun fact, we have a shuttle that takes us to the mall, and the driver left me and I was running after the bus. That was a fun time. I love going shopping by myself. It's very therapeutic. And sometimes, you know, you can also go with a friend. I'm not saying that you can't do these things that go out of your rut without like other people, but I personally like to get out of my rut without other people because I just don't want to spend time with any more people. And I feel like people are included in my rut. But going shopping by yourself, really therapeutic. I went to Zara by myself the other day. Super nice, really relaxing, except the fact that like when I entered the dressing room area, people were just like squishing each other because they just want to like get in line first and stuff. And they really want to try that like $58, like, I don't know, leather sweatpants. The last thing I have is just go to a local city and just walk around there. That's actually kind of what I did. I brought the coffee for me from Portal Coffee and I just walked around the city. Really therapeutic. I know a lot of people, they hate the city. So, you know, go to a local beach or local park sometimes or a hiking trail. That just really clears a lot of people's minds. For me personally, I know it sounds weird, but just being in the city clears my mind. I didn't really grow up in a city. I grew up in like a suburban area or suburb area. So it's not really like city, but it also wasn't really like in the middle of nowhere type of thing. But it did really help that like I was just in the city walking around, and I'm not going to lie, when I looked up, it was like inspiration because there was like skyscrapers everywhere, and oh, it was just like everything I really wanted and, you know, hopefully, you know, manifest that, like, you know, that dream apartment. I always imagined myself being that princess girl that has the corner apartment, that has her white couch with her little dog and, you know, the little robot thing that like cleans your floor and just having like, you know, the sunflower vase, all of that stuff. And so it gives me inspiration. It gets me out of the rut. Well, I'm not completely sure if it gets me out of the rut, but it definitely gets me to a new mindset, which I think that is being out of a rut or trying to get yourself out of a rut is just being in a new mindset, new environment, new everything. Or it's not even new. It's rejuvenated, a rejuvenated environment or rejuvenated, you know, space. And it rejuvenated and it freshened up, cleared my mind about, hey, you're doing this for a reason. And your reason is that that's an apartment right there. You want to afford that. But it's also another reason of my career where it's like, I want to help people because, you know, you've seen people, you know, this way and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So that for me personally, for pre-nursing. And so I don't know. It's just amazing to know that I can help other people. And that gets me out of my rut sometimes. It's sometimes all in your mind and it's all about in your head, but sometimes it is a physical rut and you can't get out of it. So you know what? Try to revamp the space, rejuvenate the space. I feel like that's just the only way to go at this point. I know it's a pretty short podcast. It's 23 minutes long, but I like to keep my podcast short. I don't know about you guys. I love short podcasts. They're a lot easier to like listen to. And when you're working out, sometimes you don't need a 40 or like 2 hour long podcast. You just kind of want like a 20 minute or 15 one. I like to keep my podcast like a YouTube video. You can just listen to it whenever you want to on your way to class. And once you finish class, like it's like a 10 minute walk and then like another 10 minutes and then that's it. My podcast would be over. So that's kind of like what I like to think about my podcast. But I hope you guys like those tips. I feel like they weren't really tips. I feel like they were just like ways that I like to de-stress, I guess. And yeah, I know it's like about getting out of the rut, but that's literally how I do it. That's how I de-stress. That's how I get out of my rut. Those little like, you know, systematic things. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. Definitely going to be posting a lot more. And yeah, I don't really know what more to catch up on my life just because I am posting a lot more on YouTube. So if you guys haven't already, subscribe to my YouTube channel because that's literally how you guys see my daily life. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast episode. If you guys did, make sure to, give me a 5-star rate on Apple Podcasts, and I'll see you guys in next week's episode. Bye.